Now, a demonstration has been held in the U.S. city of New York in the aftermath of the recent killing of three Muslims in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The protesters say biased news coverage by major U.S. media outlets has created a climate of anti-Islamic hate. Our correspondent Caleb Maupin reports.
Dia Shadi Barakat, his wife Yasir Mohammed Abu Salah, and her sister Rizan Mohammed Abu Salah were found dead in their home Tuesday. The primary suspect is Craig Hicks, a neighbor who put up a series of anti-Islamic posts on social media. Muslim Americans in New York City are outraged that Hicks has not been charged with a hate crime and that U.S. media has downplayed the role of anti-Islamic hate in the killings.
When Muslims are the victims of crimes, nobody cares about, you know, their religious designation. But when they're the perpetrators of anything, you know, everybody jumps on them and calls them terrorists. And so it's completely racist and Islamophobic.
The second day, it was all the way at the bottom. Like, it was completely disregarded. And, you know, when we speak to people over here, nobody has a clue of what's going on.
The protesters called out major TV networks in the United States for their biased coverage on issues related to Muslims. They said that the media's minimization of the killings fits into a larger pattern of anti-Islamic misinformation.
Even before September 11th, Arabs have always been portrayed as terrorists, as uncivilized. And this is an extension of after September 11th, they continued the attacks.
If you look at, turn on any news channel or see anything, the first thing that you see on the headlines is terrorist, and you see some guy wearing a turban, and automatically, you know, the picture that's coming up in the American mind is that these Muslim people are terrorists, these Muslim people are dangerous.
The more hatred against Muslims you can whip up, the more public opinion is behind the warmongering policies of this evil, genocidal government that we live under in this country.
Islam is hated all over America, and you know, that's the reason why this double standard exists.
Well, the media is owned by interests, and those interests feel like black lives don't matter, and neither do Muslim lives.
The crowd of over 1,000 people marched from CNN's headquarters in Columbus Circle to the headquarters of News Corporation, owners of Fox News and the Wall Street Journal. As the crowd proceeded through the snow, it was escorted by a large number of police officers. The New York City Police Department initially attempted to deny a sound permit for the demonstration, but gave in after the threat of legal action. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.
We're now joined out of Washington by the Imam of the Masjid al-Islam in Washington, Abdul Ali Musa. Now, Imam Ali Musa, do you feel that the U.S. media is complicit in perpetuating Islamophobia, sir?
Not only the complicit, that it's the design. As one of the protesters mentioned, this is a specific Zionist American policy to dehumanize the Muslims, to make them non-human. When they're non-human, and they're savage, and they're below human, when you kill them, when you jail them, when you deny them of their human and civil rights, it's okay because they are anti-human, they're backwards, they're in the 7th century, and they don't deserve to be treated like a human being. This is a design and a specific plot that's done by the media. We call it perception management or image management. They paint the picture of Islam and Muslims that they want to paint, but it does not represent the real picture and the good work that Islam and Muslims are doing here in America. Islam is rescuing thousands of people from this tragic, decadent American system. There's nothing, no other way of life having such benefits in the United States now. Not Christianity, none of the other philosophies. But Islam is going into the deprived community and rescuing these people from this political and social degradation.
Okay, I want to thank you for your input, Imam Ali Musa. We're having kind of a bad connection. We can't get everything that you're saying. Hopefully, we'll try to get back later. Thank you, sir, for your input. That was Mr. Abdul Ali Musa, Imam of the Masjid al-Islam in Washington, joining us.